Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
405 DGS. Gorgeous day out there. Full room today. We have my son Nick. We have my daughter Trish Gazelle. It's family day.
I was like, did he just make a mistake?
And your brother, Dave Murray.
This is what I love about Trish. Like, it's an obvious joke. And she looked at me like, I admire your daughter.
I thought, you know, you just got in the rhythm. And
hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So
I'll be your brother.
Yeah, I'll be your brother.
Aw.
Hey, I know we normally don't do this, and you don't, and we don't like to mention names, but I want to say hi to somebody, because he's in town today, and normally not in town. He's doing some business. I want to say hi to Chris Warren. Chris knows you from growing up, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about Chris before on the air, and I know he's listening before he flies out of St. Louis, but hi, Chris.
I love Chris. Chris went to my church, and he was a young guy, and I was a young guy, too, and he was my assistant basketball coach for a sixth-grade team, and he and his family are just salt of the earth. Chris is a great dude, so hey, Chris. Nick, you have a shout-out, too, right?
I do, yeah. Real quick, Coffee Stamp Coffee on Jefferson Avenue. Went there this morning. It's my favorite coffee place. Best beans, best espresso. I went to get my espresso that I get a couple times a week, and my card declined. And I was texting my girlfriend, embarrassed, hey, could you please Venmo me some money so I can pay for this coffee? And the guy making it said, dude, there are more important things in life. Enjoy that and come back and see us.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So
that's
they
really nice.
Already my favorite coffee stamp coffee on Jefferson.
That's so nice.
A little bit south of 44. Mm-hmm. Best book in the business.
That happened to me a year or two ago. I went through Chick-fil-A. And I went through Chick-fil-A almost every night for Phoebe there for a while. And it was like, you know, $10. And this one was her and her friends, and it was like $35. And I can't remember whether my card got declined or I just didn't have it in my pocket. But it's one of those things. And without even hesitating, they're like, you just keep on going. You have a great night. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's cool.
So
nice.
Not a lot
of places would do that.
Yeah. And after five times of doing that, they finally said, sir.
I mean, pay up.
Like, I would pull my pockets out like a bunny, like, have no money.
I have no money.
It's that guy again.
You give me chicky. So, hot and sunny, summertime over the weekend, Dave?
Yeah, summertime. I mean, we're not talking any extreme heat by any means, but it's going to be humid. It's going to be warmer than we have been. 86 tomorrow afternoon, so it starts to edge up on us a few more degrees. Beautiful Friday evening for any plans. Summertime, beautiful. Saturday, sunny, 89, 90 for the high. If we hit 90, it's the first time this season or this year. Saturday evening is perfect. Sunday, partly sunny, 88. Maybe a spot or an isolated thunderstorm Sunday afternoon, but the odds are really small, and I wouldn't worry about it at all. More rain and a couple of thunderstorms coming back into the picture Monday and Tuesday. But through Sunday, it's all about summertime.
Cool. So it's really any day now. They only have until 2 weeks from now to release everything that the government knows about UFOs, and some stuff is leaking out. They're sort of, I think they're sort of like preparing us. And some new stuff came out today where they are saying that it appears that UFOs are ocean based. That they, more times than not, the Navy, the Air Force see them go in or out of the ocean. The working theory, which I thought was fascinating, is that while we don't have hydrogen drive propulsion, we can imagine it, and since we are a water planet, 70% water, H2O, which is really rare, You know, nowhere else in the solar system, nowhere else that we can see exoplanets are really a water planet, that they think that we may be like a filling station, that they have the technology to go into the ocean and turn the H2O into just hydrogen, like filling up your gas tank and then take it off again, which is really fascinating. And which
that
would,
is
which
neat. Would, that's a neat idea.
Would also explain why they don't care about us. You know, like, you're it's like going to QT and asking the guy who waits on you everything about their life. Like, you don't care. Just give me my sody.
Yeah.
And then also that, Rach, every now and then you'll send me one of these, the International Space Station. There are always these nerds watching for something to go by. Mm-hmm. And then they're
and
immediately debunked. Evidently, those are real.
Yeah.
That they're going to say that, that's not like crystals and it's not space junk. Those are...
Yeah.
Spacecraft.
Well, they turn it off sometimes.
Yeah, that's really weird. I actually retweeted a video earlier today from like a reporter with Newser, but she was saying that like people will put in FOIA requests and this is the only category where the government's like, well, let us review this before we release it to you. Like that is really out of the ordinary. So we're going to have all of this by June 29th. That's the cutoff date. I'm sure there will be plenty of classified stuff within the declassified documents, but I can't wait.
It's nuts.
So when you started that, oh, I'm sorry, Nick, you said that they were ocean-based. You don't mean that they, like, live in the ocean or underground.
Yes, they think that they have bases in the ocean because, you know, we've always said we've only explored, like, 2% of the ocean, and it's true. Right.
So you think they're pretty, like, far, like under the ocean?
It would see it under the sea. Yeah.
under the sea.
It appears that there are complexes.
SpongeBob. Darling, it's better. Downward, it's wetter.
I've lost the room. Now you're all just going to sing Ariel and SpongeBob, so.
Okay, no bad ideas, right? I'm not going to get crushed. I wonder if it has anything to do with, like, the lost city of Atlantis. Like, if that was an ancient civilization that had some sort of contact with aliens.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was just thinking, not thinking about it. We Dr. Lynch talked about it way back when, and I always thought it was such an interesting idea, and I watched a show about it last night. Everything, and Dave, you'll understand this better than the rest of us will. After, if humanity went away, And you looked at everything 10 years from now, it's unrecognizable. Within 1,000 years, it's basically gone with no upkeep. 100,000 years, forget it. And we're talking about, you know, a million years is nothing to a civilization that's somewhere else. And so, yeah, going back even to single or double digit thousands of years, who knows? Yeah, they could have had a relationship with those people and...
Or like the Sumerians had such an advanced society and it all just kind of fell by the wayside. And, you know, I've seen documentaries and stuff and read things that are like, it's really weird that they reached this level by themselves at that period in history.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
But there's every chance that come July 1st, we know 90% more about the world and the universe than we do right now.
Yeah.
And again, they reiterated that the two biggest concerns are that people will stop being religious. That overnight people will say like, well, I don't believe in this dumb stuff when clearly there's something else going on.
And the other excuses,
military spending.
We need to beef up the military. So John on Twitter just said, I really think it's our technology or an adversary. And the military is going to see this as an excellent excuse to request more funding. If it is aliens, they're not going to tell us. That's one way of looking
at it. I mean, at this point, like with the JFK assassination, I don't believe anything the government says. You know, we killed bin Laden and it was a, you know, single shooter, whatever. I don't believe any of it that. And I have when I was a lawyer, a part of my job in cases would be to go through everything that we're about to give to you and redact the stuff out. And it's painstaking because if you leave one word unredacted, it could mean the whole case, which I did once. And that was terrible. Just awful.
What was the word?
It was the identity of a doctor. He was the identity of a doctor who was accused of doing something terrible to his patients, and he did, and he had done it over and over again, and we had to release those reports. We redacted his identity, and I just missed it.
Missed one.
Just missed one. Mm.
Somebody else doesn't go through that one more time just to make sure?
Evidently not. Yeah, that's
Dave was the proofreader.
I was the guy.
Dave was the proof.
Let's just let Dave make sure.
Fail.
But yeah, anyway, I think we're going to get a whole lot of information. I don't think we're going to get it all.
Do you think it will have that huge, does it have that huge impact on religious
people? Okay, well, think about it now. You're Catholic, right, Trish?
Yeah.
Do you accept it? Yeah, there probably are UFOs and aliens.
You know,
I asked the wrong person.
I know, I'm not really interested in it, so I tune it out.
You're not interested in whether there's life other places and they might be here?
If somebody, as of now, it's a theory. A theory that.
But if it's proven, does it change your belief in God?
No.
Because,
why would it, though?
Just
because there's another living thing?
Like John Michael Brown, who's a pastor,
yeah,
and one of my good friends, Gabe Pfeiffer, has been on the show a million times, is a smart rocket scientist, but also a leader in the church. And so those are the two guys that I know, the most religious friends that I have, and I've talked to them about it, and they've said, yeah, that God could have made other civilizations. It's like they don't even blink. They're like, that wouldn't shake my faith one bit.
No, I don't understand why it would.
Yeah, and maybe it would for certain others.
I think some people just put so much emphasis on, like, you know, we were created from dust on this planet, and, you know, the young earth theory and all that. That would shatter a lot of people's perceptions. But I think in general, a lot of people's faith would still be intact.
That's a good point, Rach. It really depends on what your religion is.
Yeah.
That if you are a new earther or a fundamentalist, that could put some dents in it. But if you're just more openly spiritual and pretty, what's the word I'm looking for, you know, pliable in your beliefs, then yeah.
Did we do the forecast?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that forecast was...
Who's it brought to you by, Rich?
It's brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling. Thank you, Dave. Just wanted to make sure.
Best in the business.
Summer's here for the next 4 days.
That's right.
Gotta know.
I'm a 9 out of 10 excited. Trish, you seem like you're a 1.
So if someone can, you know, again, it's been a theory at this point. If there is proof right in front of my face, I might get interested.
What's proof? If the government, if the United States government says, look,
yeah, because that would be a pretty big thing to admit.
We've admitted we have had loose communication and know for sure that these pictures are from crafts that are not made on this planet.
Yeah, because they don't admit things. Proof? Yes, because they don't admit things readily. Because
that is probably, I mean, that's kind of what everybody's expecting to happen this report comes out.
We're focusing on the U.S., but what does that do for other countries? Because, you know, Russia and China, they've got what we have. They've been doing this stuff as well and looking into it. And Russia's been obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
The Nazis were obsessed with it. I mean, yeah, I wonder if everyone's going to say, okay, here's what we got.
And they're going to want to control the message to their people a lot. I mean, all the issues that we have with our government, which are many and plenty.
Don't ask.
I start talking about the government and dun, 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 dun. It's like, here they come.
That's what Janice does when she wants to snuggle.
I was going to say.
That was a vet calling.
That as bad as our, as many issues as we have with our government and communication and telling the truth and things like that, there are a lot of other countries on the planet that have strict controls on what they tell their people.
It's going to force everyone's
hand.
And they're going to try to be allies with the aliens over the other country. Yeah, get them on their side.
Yeah.
Good thought.
Mm-hmm.
I recently rewatched Arrival. I think that's the most realistic alien movie ever made. Have you guys seen that one with Amy? What's her name?
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams, yeah. Anywho.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, the John Rooney Conversation on KMOX. Sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. And if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
Welcome back, guys. DG voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney, joins us. Hey, John. Hello, John. There we go. Hey, John.
There you are.
Hey,
you
sorry about that. Hey, John.
Hey, no problem.
Say hello to my son, Nick, and Trish Gazelle from 102.5.
Well, hello. How's everything going?
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Got a full room today. Having some fun.
Yeah, full room here. I just got into the ballpark, went through the security, and I'm out here kind of in the runway where a lot of action's going on as they're bringing the trash by right now, giving you a complete play-by-play of the happenings here.
But. I love it. Wouldn't that be great to have John Rooney? It's like a cameo thing. Have John Rooney do play-by-play of something for you.
That's oh, my
great
God.
Idea.
Yeah.
How about this, Dave? There was a guy who said, can you imagine Vin Scully at breakfast? Well, I think I'll have a couple of eggs over easy and some sausage, and there's a ball low and away. And I wouldn't mind having a cup of coffee, just light on the cream, if you will. Have you remember the time that Campanella threw two runners out at second base in the same inning, and we still had to give the – I'll take the eggs poached. Can you imagine
That's
that?
That's great. John, you're a renaissance man. We were just talking about by the 29th, pursuant to the little poison pill that President Trump put into the stimulus bill, we're going to learn everything that the U.S. knows about UFOs. Are you into this topic? You excited about this?
I'll wait and see. I'm from Missouri. Show me. Yeah. Let's find out. I've been listening to the shows lately, and the ideas and what people have discovered is quite interesting, and if it can help our pitchers cut down on the walks and get a few more base runners and give up a few less inherited runners crossing the plate, then come on by.
So,
I'm all for it.
So things could have gone a couple of ways with Jack Flaherty. Evidently, they're gone the bad way. He's going to be out for a while, huh?
Yeah, I think he's going to be out for a while, and I'm just hoping against hope, and there's no timetable on it now, but that he can get back where he can have a significant portion of the second half of the season and be the staple in the Cardinal pitching rotation. And I sure love to see Miles Michaelis pitch. He had four good innings, and then he was irritated by the arm problem that kept him out last year and delayed his start this year. But hopefully he'll be back out there on the mound. And get Andrew Miller back here pretty soon. He will help in the bullpen if he's healthy and he's able to throw and the trash is coming by again on its way back to where it came from. And there we go. But.
So, John, is that the plan for now, to just try to fill it with what we've got? Or, are the Cardinals considering looking elsewhere to try to bring in some help to fill in that that big gap that a guy like Flaherty leaves?
I think Mo is going to address some of those questions coming up here in about 5 or 10 minutes as he has a Zoom call set for the bottom of the hour. And I'm sure that will be a question posed, but I think he's always looking to improve the ball club, but it's how much do you have to give up? And let's just say, this is just an example. So many people said, go get Max Scherzer. Okay. But you might have to give up a Libertor or a Thompson, or you might have to give up Gorman, up and coming promising third baseman and two or three other pieces in your minor leagues. That's a heavy price to pay. But when the other team knows that you're in need of a pitcher or in need of a certain commodity, then they're going to ask for everything.
John, have a great game tonight. We'll talk to you soon.
Really, yeah, I have to go help push the trash back up there. Still here, so.
Thank you, Johnny.
I'll
see you, man.
To you. Bye.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 437. Kevin Wheeler's segment is sponsored by the Good Feet Store, comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Kev, play that video off your phone.
All right, here you go. You got the dump button ready?
That was really funny.
Yeah.
That's so in my wheelhouse.
If anybody's seen the video, and I won't say the words, but you got a dog and a deer yelling back and forth at each other like human beings dubbed it, of course. It'd be even better if they actually really did it.
Why is that so funny? Like when you do a voice for a kid or a dog.
Yeah.
What if the UFO news comes out and it's really just that video that they were really talking?
I'd be okay.
I mean, I'd laugh.
I'd be okay. So you're really into the UFO stuff, right?
What's that? Oh yeah. I mean
it all comes out.
I've been reading about it for, I don't know, 20 years, something like that. Yeah. I'm still on the fence though. Like I'm not quite full Fox Mulder.
Yeah.
You know? Like I don't have a family member that was abducted or anything like that.
And Nick, you're saying that we're sending squids into space?
Ass squid. Yeah, as far as I know.
Little squid, big squid?
Baby squid.
Okay.
Yeah, grow them up into a
big daddy space
squid. Yeah.
No, that's fascinating. Have you ever seen that? How octopuses are not from Earth?
I've seen the theory, yeah.
Is that the theory?
Yeah. Was that on Ancient Aliens episode 2? Like, did they do that, or is that somewhere else?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if anything's not.
Yeah, right. It's the closest thing that looks like an alien.
Yeah, it has nothing, like, it's
ew.
Not like anything else here.
Like with the one eye.
What are you talking about?
Whenever they do, like, caricatures of octopus, or like in a cartoon, they always have like that one eye right in the middle. Does no one know what I'm talking about?
Cyclops.
But it looks like an octopus. No one knows what I'm talking about. Everyone's
I mean,
just
like
looking
one.
At me.
There's like one. Like, going, it's like a monster.
Yes, they do in cartoons.
There's like, I think there's one cartoon that does that.
Talking about the Kraken?
Oh, okay. Now I see you.
Thank you.
Every time I've seen an octopus sit in front of a caricature artist.
Yes.
He's riding a skateboard.
I think there's one of those on each side. I think that's how they
Whenever they use octopus as like the scary monster in a cartoon, they always put one eye right in the middle. And I know that you guys have seen it and you're just doing that.
We all got together and said, hey, look.
Hey, we got to play this joke.
When she says
Trish Gazelle brings up octopuses, we're gonna completely just
get some marine-based gaslighting.
Right. It's like when a guy hits a home run and everybody in the dugout just ignores him like nothing happened. That's exactly what's happening here.
Yeah, octopus. Yeah, seven arms. Duh.
So 17 days, 17 games. That seems...
Yeah, finishing that up here.
Harsh.
First day. I mean, it's... how they are. You know, you'll do this like a handful of times during the season, and it's always like the very tail end of it. You're like, just get to the finish line.
Yeah.
Like, they got days off, two of them next week, and it's just, I don't know, it's really, like, it's hard to do, right? I mean, you got 30 teams each playing 162 games, so you're going to have some weirdness like that. You know, 10-day road trips and, you know, road trips that don't make a lot of sense. Like, you go from Chicago and then straight to Arizona and then to LA and then back home. You know, they do all these things where you're going all over the place. But, I mean... I don't know how they even do the schedule. It blows my mind.
That fascinates me.
Yeah.
Like, I always think, like, if I were alive 5,000 years ago and someone said, I have an idea. We're going to build this thing called a bridge. Dave, you're going to do it. You come back in 60 years, I wouldn't have done one thing.
Stack a couple rocks in the water.
Not one thing. And when you say we have all these teams, they have 162 games, they're going to have to fly here and fly there, it's impossible.
Yeah, and nobody plays too many in a row on the road or at home. Nobody plays each other too many times. You play your division each 19 times. You play all these other teams a specific amount of times.
Yeah.
And you try not to make people do the whole coast-to-coast thing, right? Like, play in New York one day and then the next day in L.A. They try to avoid all that.
How pampered
Thank God for computers.
Are big league players?
I mean, as far as like how they travel and all that, I mean, they stay in the best hotels. They, you know, I don't know that they all fly charter flights, but a lot of them do. And if they're not, I mean, they get their own planes. Typically, they're not flying like with the rest of us.
Yeah.
There's too many people. I mean, you wouldn't.
Like, for example, if I'm a big leaguer and I get to the ballpark, carte blanche.
Typically, I would think. Yeah, I mean, they've got usually, I mean, it's
free sodies.
Hot dogs. Yes.
Oh, man, you got all the popcorn and,
nachos.
You know, diet dew that you can handle, man. I mean, it's all right there for you.
Two prizes.
I mean, a lot of them
have
like chefs that are on call the whole time, and they'll just make you something if you want it. You know, it's kind of like the stuff you see in
the
Redbird Club.
Right?
All of it.
Right?
Order anything you want.
Hey, send a squid to space for me.
The one with one eye, though, not the one with two eyes.
The one with one eye.
Stupid two-eye squids.
Hey, find me a dog and make it talk to a deer right now.
Hey, Blake, you, Tony!
Dave Klein, you look like you're the next to quit.
No, I'm good.
Are you going to go work for Tony's print shop?
That's not convincing.
So, I mean, how close to the midway are we?
So just past the third way point. The other day was one-third of the season. 54 games was
the third
of the
season. Feels longer.
It, you know, it does when you have like a lot of this stuff
like
going on in the road.
Playing.
But like, yeah, I know Tony's out there getting yelled at. Dave's
oh
in here's like
my hammies are.
Have you been staying up late listening to post game?
No.
Is that what you're doing?
No.
Like, man, I got to catch Wheeler's post game. That's awesome.
Somehow I'm exhausted by other people doing things.
I have to acknowledge one more game being played. I swear to God.
How many push-ups do you do?
Oh my God, it's exhausting.
So tired.
I really meant it too.
I know.
Such empathy, man. That's amazing.
God, I'm so tired.
How close are we to halfway?
Play another game?
Nine
don't talk to anybody that ever has to go to like serve a tour in Iraq or something like that.
No kidding. So when Nick was 13, I told him I'll take you anywhere you want to go in the contiguous U.S. and he wanted to go hike Grand Canyon. And I was in the fat man contest where I was, you know, thousands of dollars in line losing weight. I was doing Atkins and we hiked for 3 days. three nights in the Grand Canyon, and I was okay until the last, what, Nick, half mile?
Something like that, yeah.
I just completely lost my mind.
Yeah, oh, 100%. No, thank God he didn't have a knife. We'd all be, we'd be part of the tour.
Oh, yeah,
here's where that dad stabbed his son and the rest of the...
We had a guide whose name was, like, Joe, and I called him Jim the whole time, and he never corrected me.
Yeah.
And he was the sweetest kid, and I just flipped out on him because I was so ready to be done.
You were just hungry, tired, what, all of the above?
All of them. Done with the canyon. And I'm like, how much longer do we have? And he goes, half a mile. And I ask him again. He's like, half a mile. I'm like, GD, you said that I have. And I was screaming at this poor kid.
Mm-hmm. You pulled a Karen before there were Karens.
I did. I just lost my mind. Mm. Remember we saw the old man that slipped on the donkey pee?
What?
We went when it was really cold, and up top it was donkey pee because the donkeys, the mules, take people down. Mm. And it was just frozen donkey pee for about the first, I don't know, 500 yards or so. Do you remember that?
I sure do. Old man, no.
The old man fell.
Okay.
And we had crampons, you know, those metal spike shoes. And I wanted to give them to the old man and do like a real Good Samaritan thing. Like, here you go, buddy. You just take these. But I put like a $100 deposit down on them.
You didn't want to give them up.
And I just kept on walking. The whole family's trying to pull his 80-year-old ass up. Aww. And he was crying. I'm like, I should give him my crampons.
Yeah. He's 80. But
then I'll be the one.
That's $100, man.
Yeah, then someone has to give me theirs.
Yeah. Because then you'll go down.
It'd be a whole thing. I'm absolutely just going to keep going.
Thank you, Kev. Appreciate it. Welcome back, guys. DGS. Fun room today, especially on the breaks. Trish Gazelle's here. My son Nick is here. Tony stole Trish's debit card, hid it from her, and then gave it back and made her think that something magic happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it caused her to pull a big wad of her hair out and put it in my trash can.
Well, I thought that was better than throwing it on the floor. Like, you know, when your hair...
Those are your choices.
Yeah.
We put it on a pickle in this town.
Yeah.
I heard about that pickle yesterday.
Yeah.
Different pickle is a whole other thing happened.
Yeah. We're not talking about that. Never mind.
They're messing with you.
Your price to eat the pickle?
A million.
Okay.
Oh.
Although, if
no,
somebody's
it's not.
If somebody said here's $100,000 right. and they had it in their hand, yeah. then I'd yeah. have to really
that,
notice
that
it.
Would be price.
But I would not. I would not do it for $25,000. I would not do it for $50,000. So it has to be somewhere way up there.
You should have seen Dave Klein's reaction to the million. He was seriously like, "Oh, whatever, lady."
Yeah. Everyone's gonna say yes to $1 million. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because even after the medical bills, you're still netting $990,000.
They're just not putting anybody out.
Yeah.
No,
mine's
really.
Down to
I
a grand, probably.
It,
where were you yesterday?
I was at 10 grand.
Okay.
No way. Mm. No way.
I do
in
it.
In a heartbeat.
300.
Nope.
Dollars?
Mm-hmm.
To eat a
Seriously?
Pickle with hair all over it.
Oh, yeah.
Off the ground.
Ugh. In downtown mm-hmm. St. Louis.
My card got declined at a coffee shop this
That's
morning.
True.
That's a good point. It's decent work.
Yeah.
I tried to buy a donut and it wouldn't let me.
What if I eat this pickle?
Yeah, you should just carry a bag of those around with you.
I'm going to go to IKEA with a bag of human teeth and go, okay, how many?
If I eat this, what will you give me?
So with a little magic kit.
That could be the next Bitcoin. Just, you know, carry stuff around. Like, look, I really want these jeans, but I don't have any money.
If I eat this,
I'm gonna be street,
you give
yeah.
me the money.
Street busking, look.
Yeah. And then I love, no one else will think this is funny, but we were making fun of Trish, all of us, and really laughing. And
was
she,
I in here?
Yes, and she goes,
that's part of the joke.
She goes, what, are you making fun of me? And Rachel goes, I love that she cares enough that we're making fun of her, but not enough to listen to what we're saying.
She's just trusting us to tell her how we're making fun
were
of her.
Were you guys making fun of me? I know you were, too.
And then what did she say about being tested? How did that whole thing go?
Yeah. I'm coughing in here. So I told Nick, I'm coughing a lot. It's just a cold. I went and got COVID tested.
Period.
Period. Yeah. Didn't say anything else.
So Nick is like hanging on the word like,
and then
what did the results say?
I was like, oh, it was negative. I just have a cold. We went out to go to the bathroom.
I may or may not have COVID, and I took the test to find out.
Dave and I walked out at the same time. He goes,
eat the pickle to find out.
We need a little more here.
Which one are you going to? I said, I'm going to the women's.
Because there's our bathrooms.
There's the one hole.
There's two different bathrooms.
But I, before you guys came to this building, that was like the executive bathroom. So I have never been in that bathroom.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. So he's like, which one are you going to? I'm like, the women's.
And I'm like, damn it. Fine, I'll go to the boys.
Me too.
See you there.
Not if I get there first.
Oh, man. Right after we found the pickle yesterday, Rach and I saw a tiny little feather. And she goes, oh my gosh, I loved those when I was a kid, little fuzzy feathers. And I just got PTSD because feathers were death in South Arkansas. Like, you touch a feather or a turtle.
Oh, and you're going to get sick.
You're dead within hours.
Yeah.
And if you touch a robin's egg, the mother will shun the baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which isn't true. I think, you know, some have said that that's not the truth. So I'm holding on to that because I definitely touched a bunch of robin's eggs when I was a little kid.
I bet you did.
Oh, yeah.
I can just imagine you trying not to touch a robin's egg. Put it in your mouth, swirl it around.
Nick juggles them to get lunch.
When was the last time you saw a grown man ham bone?
Oh, don't tempt me.
I would really like that croissant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.